remember your first community theater audition? Maybe it was in a classroom, at a neighborhood school, in a room at a community center. You were nervous until you saw people from all walks of life. Some people even from your neighborhood who had all come together to the same place to share artistry and to make something together. It is Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. People who do community theater have a story to tell, and we hope to hear yours this hour. Sarah Marty is producing artistic director at Four Seasons Theater in Madison and a professor of arts management at UW-Whitewater. She's also a faculty affiliate for the UW-Madison Arts Institute. And full disclosure, she produced and directed The Power of Story, WPR's centennial event last October at the Overture Center. Sarah, welcome to the program, and so nice to see you again.
So nice to see you as well. Thank you for the invitation.
And Frank Piatt is a member of the Sun Prairie Civic Theater Board of Directors and Secretary of the American Association of Community Theater. Frank, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So this is going to be so much fun, but I want to start out with you, Sarah. What do you take away or love about community theater? What is it? What is in the DNA?
I think at least in my definition of community theater, which is from the AACT, the American Association of Community Theaters, they define it as theater that's made by, with, and for the community, that showcases local talent on stage and backstage, and that theater is responsive to the community in which it exists. So I think it's that sense of ownership, and that when you're involved in a production, it's your family and your friends and your colleagues and the folks that you see at the grocery store who are doing the work and making the art. And I think that's really what's special about it.
Frank, what is in the secret sauce for you for community theater? You've been so involved in it so many decades.
Well, I think it's a community. It's a community, a special community of people that get together to do something they love to do, and in most cases without getting paid to do it. They just do it because they love performing, or they love being backstage, or they love building sets or painting sets or doing whatever they do. But they get together as a family.
When did you first get involved in community theater?
Community theater, I started with Sun Prairie Civic Theater in 1975, but I'd been doing theaters since about 1957.
Wow. So you've got some institutional memory.
Just a little bit.
So how has it evolved, or has community theater, is it still the core as how it has always been, that it's really about bringing together people in the community to make something, make this artistry? Has it stayed true to its core?
I think so, yes. There are some very large community theaters around the United States now and in Wisconsin, and there are some very, very small community theaters that have very little experience, and it's just a group of people who get together and say, we want to put on a show, sort of the Mickey Rooney kind of thing. But, and then there are other community theaters around that have large staff and large budgets. I was looking at some of the theaters here in Wisconsin, and I saw one that comes from a community of less than 500 people.
Name them. Go ahead. Shout out.
It's called Prairie Farm. Prairie Farm Playhouse.
Awesome.
And they're in northern Wisconsin, north of Eau Claire. I didn't even know where that was until I did some research. And then we have other community theaters down in Racine and Waukesha and La Crosse that are much, much larger, and they have paid staff. But I think one of the things that makes it community is that in most cases, community theaters do not pay their actors. They're mostly volunteers who are willing to give up their life in some cases.
Sarah, what about you? What was your first entree into community theater?
So my first experience, real experience in theater, was when I was in graduate school. I was working in curriculum and instruction, and decided to do some research into barriers to entry, or how how the mode of theater that we rehearse from 7 to 10 every night might make it difficult for some people to participate. So I was lucky enough to work with Nancy Thoreau at CTM, Children's Theater of Madison, on a fantastic production of The Good Times Are Killing Me, and to learn about all of the things that they were doing to try to make the participation more accessible for students who might have been reliant on the bus system, for instance, which stopped at 9:30 at that time. So it was definitely diving in pretty deep, because Nancy was an institution, not only in Madison, but she was known regionally. And the thousands and thousands of students who went through that program when they were in elementary school or high school, or adults who worked with her, it was quite an experience. My first, right out of the gate, what's this theater thing? And there I was with Nancy.
What surprised you? I mean, what was so pivotal about that moment?
One of the things that, so I was a musician as an undergraduate, so mm-hmm. I was used to long hours of rehearsal, but musicians might, concert band rehearsal was twice a week for 2.5 hours. And theater rehearsal was 6 nights a week or 5 nights a week from 7 to 10, 6 to 10. So the sheer amount of time that it took to put together what in the end might be 2 hours on stage was really surprising. And the commitment of everybody who was there, who had a full-time job, who was in school all day, and who had a second to run home, grab some supper, grab their script, and then show up and be present for that many hours leading up to a performance was pretty amazing.
It is Wisconsin Weekend. We're talking community theater all over the state on this edition with Frank Piatt, who is a member of the Sun Prairie Civic Theater Board of Directors and Secretary of the American Association of Community Theater. Sarah Marty is here, producing artistic director at Four Seasons Theater in Madison and a professor of arts management at UW-Whitewater. We're exploring the role of theater in the state, and you can be a part of the conversation at 800-642-1222. How has community theater impacted your life? Join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. Frank, what's been your favorite role to fill within community theater? What's the job you like to do?
Oh, dear. There's so choose, many things
choose a
you
favorite
do.
Child.
No, I think I enjoy designing and directing the best. I've designed a number of shows, lighting design, set design, those kind of designs, where I can be creative, where I can use my imagination and just pull together some sometimes weird thoughts and ideas. And it's the same with directing. You could sometimes pull together some very odd combinations of movement and acting and, sort of direct people in those directions. So I think directing and designing are my favorites of the whole.
What makes a good director?
I think communication, being able to communicate with your cast, being able to see the overall picture of what's going on, being able to work with people. You have to work with many, many different personalities, and you also have to understand that community theater actors are coming in many cases from an 8-hour job or 8 hours of school, high school, grade school, college. And Sarah was mentioning that you rehearse from 6 to 10 or 5:30 to 11 in some cases. And you find people don't even have time to go home to grab a bite to eat because they arrive at rehearsals with their little carry-out food package, and they're eating in between the rehearsal. And when they were not on stage, they run off and grab a bite to eat. So it's, but I think the communication with your actors and being able to bring forth and express your vision of a particular show.
Sarah Marty, what is the role you love to do in community theater, if you could pick one?
If I could pick one, I'm directing right now a show that actually opens tonight. So it was a late night last night. We've had a whole week of late nights.
And you're here at 6.
Here you go. But I think my favorite role is as a producer, like with Four Seasons Theater. It's really wonderful to be able to bring together so many talented people and to provide everything that I can to make it possible for them to do the thing that they're passionate about, whether they're doing costume design or they're acting or they're doing lighting, to provide that venue and that opportunity for them to be able to express themselves and to share a story.
A shout out to Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater staging A Doll's House this weekend, a play of independence and self-discovery. Their home base is Rapids Mall. We're taking a trip around the state to hear about community theater, the connections, the learning. Oh yeah, and those really stellar productions. Sarah Marty and Frank Piat are our guides. They live and breathe community theater. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. What has performing or seeing community theater taught you about your community? Join in or tweet us at WPR Mornings. We'll pick up the conversation after this news update. Let's hear it for Green Bay Community Theater staging Funny Valentines this weekend and next. They're housed in the Robert Lee Brault Playhouse, which is a century-old church featuring an acoustically perfect 193-seat theater. We are traveling around the state and hearing stories about community theater and how it's touched our lives. Some of our colleagues here at Wisconsin Public Radio shared their experiences with community theater with us yesterday, along with a lesson. Community theater can help you make friends when you move to a new area, and even better, can help you make that place your home.
When I moved to La Crosse about 2 years ago, I didn't know anyone in the community, and so I decided to audition for the community theater there as a way to make friends.
I did theater in high school and college, but hadn't really done anything after I graduated. And about 15 years later, I moved to a new town, knew no one, and saw a notice in the local paper for auditions. I thought, what the heck? I'm going to give it a try. Well, I made the cast.
So I figured it'd be a way to at least get together with people regularly and maybe form some friendships. And it's done just that.
I made friends for life. And still work with them occasionally.
I've been able to become friends with people from all different sorts of professions and, you know, places in life, from people still in college to grad school to married with kids. And it's just been a really positive experience for me.
It opened up the community to me and made this new place feel like home.
The voices of WPR's Hope Kerwin and Jill Nadeau. Sarah Marty and Frank Piat are with us here in the studio on this Wisconsin weekend. Sarah is producing artistic director at Four Seasons Theater in Madison. Frank on the board at Sun Prairie Civic Theater, and he's secretary of the American Association of Community Theater. And you can share your story about community theater and how it's touched your life at 800-642-1234. You can send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Russell is the Sun Prairie Civic Theater Vice President, and he says, I love community theater because it gives everyone, no matter what their age or what their background, the opportunity to showcase their talents. Participation is not limited to acting on the stage. I can express myself as an actor, a director, or a carpenter. I'm constantly amazed by the creative talents of our costumes, our scenic artists, and technical volunteers. We do it out of love because we love what we do. Frank, your thoughts on that? And that's your neck of the woods.
Yes, it's very definitely my neck of the woods. I know Russell very well. He's right on when he says what he has said about community theater, giving everyone, no matter age or background, and he is an amazing carpenter. He just built the set for my production, or Sun Prairie Civic Theater's production of Noises Off, which was an amazing architectural architectural. it was just amazing what he was able to do. And when he talks about people of all backgrounds or ages, I want to mention the Penguin Project. That is something fairly new. I think Sun Prairie Civic Theater is one of the only groups in the state at this particular time that does this particular project. And it's a project where we work with people with disabilities. We get many actors, and the actors all have some type of disability, and they come in and they perform, and they have mentors that work with them. And we're in our third year now of doing this, and it's just a wonderful experience for these people with special needs and special handicaps. It's everyone. We work with in that program, it's people 10 to 21, but in our regular theater program, we have children as young as 7 or 8, all the way up to one of the shows I directed recently. I had a 10-year-old as the youngest actor in the show, and an 81-year-old as the oldest actor in the show.
That's awesome.
So it's a wide, wide variety of people, and they come from all walks of life. I mean, you have the professionals, you have those who are teachers, those who work in factories or are carpenters in their own life. And so it's just amazing the scope of people that can be involved. And as he says, we do it out of love because we love what we do. And this is what people tend to do. They love what they're doing when they're doing it.
Sarah Marty, we hear about so much time, so much energy going on behind the scenes to put on these productions. And even once they roll out and the stage opens, what do people get out of it?
I think part of it is that the opportunity to express themselves in a way that they're passionate about, whether it's doing the costumes for My Fair Lady and working on all of those hats for the Ascot, right? All the beautiful costumes and pieces, to supporting the story by doing beautiful lighting design or beautiful scenic design, or if they're on stage, that opportunity to show a different side of themselves that they may not be able to show in their daily life. And to work together to create something that's bigger than what you could do on your own. It's always all of these parts come together to create a bigger whole. And I think that energy and that camaraderie and that ability then to bring it to an audience, because it's not really done until the audience is there. Mm. And you need that energy and you need that feedback and you need that responsiveness of the people who are there to support you and to be part of the story to really create the final experience. And I think there's something pretty incredible. We did Spamalot 2 summers ago at Four Seasons Theater. And if you had told me initially that Spamalot would be such a moving experience, I might have given you a look. Spamalot, it's a musical theater version of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. But we had 900 people a show, 3 shows sold out, and to see the joy on 900 faces during the curtain call when everybody is laughing and smiling and has their arm around their neighbor and has had this wonderful cathartic experience of laughing together for 2 hours in a theater was really kind of magical. And for the cast as well, it was very unexpected but very moving at the same time.
We heard the clip earlier of WPR staffers who really found friendships, found relationships, and found a place in their community through community theater. Is it a gateway in some way to building that community from where you are, especially if you're a newcomer?
It definitely can. I mean, I'm sure Frank gets the same experience where at least a couple times a month you get an email from somebody and it starts with, "I'm new in town, but I've always loved to do X.
X."
Are there any opportunities with your company? Is there any way I could get involved? Could I usher? Do you need any help with marketing? I'm pretty good with tools. I'd like to help paint. When are your auditions? And people really seek it out as an opportunity to become part of, to have like a group, a friend group, because once you are part of that circle of folks, you're able to see them on a regular basis. It's a great social setting. And, when I think about one of the things that sort of changed in society is we used to have many more clubs and organizations that we belong to. And now this is a way to do that and to have a social circle and friends you can be with.
We're with Sarah Marty and Frank Piatt on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend, talking about theater, community theater across Wisconsin, and what it brings to our communities. You can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. What has it taught you about yourself? What's the best production you've ever seen in the state? Or what production have you been involved in that changed you in some way? Join in or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Again, the number is 800-642-1234. Frank, I was paging through a magazine of the association's magazine yesterday, and I came across one article about something randomly about insurance and the need for insurance in community theater. And it struck me that there are so many different aspects, so many roles one can have in community theater, and that there's even a business element to it. Can you speak to all of the different moving pieces that, you know, what people can even bring to community theater that isn't about perhaps just being on stage or the artistry or even in the backdrop?
Oh, I think there's so much that people can do in community theater. And you mentioned the insurance aspect. I think a lot of community theaters don't really think about that until they get involved and someone says, well, do you have insurance? And, well, no. Do we need insurance? And you start talking to them and they find out, yes, it would be a good idea to have insurance or legal advice. We have a lawyer who volunteers time with us just to look over policies and procedures when we do something. We take it to him and he looks it over and says, nah, I don't think we should say it this way. You're better off saying it that way. So, you know, that there are those aspects of that people don't even think are involved in the whole process of producing theater.
Sarah, what about you? What are some of the roles that may go completely under the radar in community theater?
Well, I think a lot of times this sort of speaks to my work and as a professor at Whitewater. We don't think of the arts as a business, but the arts, they are a business. You start with human resources and management. You have to bring everybody together, have an agreed upon schedule, decide, you know, how are we going to move through this process together? How do we make sure that the set for Noises Off is being built on schedule so when we get to the theater, there's something for the actors to actually see and walk on? How do we make sure everything's done on budget? How much is it going to cost for costumes for 50 people? How much is the orchestra going to require in terms of rehearsals? How do we get all the materials? You need to get a performance license. We'd like people to come to the show. We might need to do some marketing. Oh, we need a box office staff to sell tickets. Are we going to sell tickets in advance or just in person? Do we need to write any grants? Is there any funding out there that's available? And we need to take care of our members and our donors. And it's a very, very complicated business. And often, because we're so good at hiding that process, you know, in theater, it's all about come to the show and see the final product. And people just understandably don't know how much has to go on behind the scene. That's that typical metaphor of the iceberg. Coming to the show is a little piece that's sticking on up above, and there's everything else underneath the water that made it happen.
I like it. Now, can you make an analogy with like dairy or something? then you'd really be right on
I
there.
Did grow up on a farm, and my brother...
I'm thinking you could bring that out a little bit,
okay,
Sarah.
I can make that happen.
I want to ask both of you this, as we explore community theaters around the state. What are your favorite ones? What are some suggestions you have or recommendations for people? Sarah, you want to go ahead? Yeah.
I would love to. There's one in southern Wisconsin that is doing just incredible work, Verona Area Community Theater. And what I really admire about what they bring is they have youth programming, and they break it up. They have a program for students who are in second to fourth grade. Then they have got middle school, fifth to eighth grade, high school. And they do specific workshops and camps and productions for all of those different age groups. And then they have this incredible season of plays and musicals for high school students and for adults in the community. And they have this incredible network where everybody who's on stage also helps out with bringing the show together. So you have an understanding, even if it's just helping paint the sets one day or setting the props up off stage left, that they really want you to have an understanding of how we all are in this together and we all work this together. They have a beautiful scene shop and rehearsal space. They just opened a new, I think, 150 seat theater just outside of town. But they're the epitome, at least in my experience, of what does it mean to be truly involved in your community and to bring people together in creating a story?
And they're doing their first production of Bus Stop this weekend in their new space. It's the first production in the new space that they have built, and it's a beautiful space. I've been there a number of times already, and it's gorgeous. They're really doing some wonderful work.
A big shout out to Verona Area Community Theater.
Do we have a handle on how many community theaters are out there in Wisconsin?
I did some research.
Historian?
When I was called, they said, do a little research, and I found the names of 91 community theaters in the state of Wisconsin. I'm sure there are more, or there may be less, because it's something you find out that sometimes it'll be just a group of people will get together and they do one show and that's it. Mm-hmm. And other times they last for 5 or 6 years and then they go away, and there are new groups forming all the time. But as of yesterday, I found the 91 community theaters in the state of Wisconsin that do community what I would call true community theater.
And you are secretary of the American Association of Community Theater. What does that mean? What does that organization do?
The American Association of Community Theater is an organization of sort of an umbrella organization that provides assistance, provides help for community theaters all over the United States. We know of about 7,000 community theaters that are located throughout the United States, and they hold conferences and workshops and team conferences, where you get groups of people together to talk about common problems or common activities that are going on with their community theater. They host a community theater festival each year that starts at the state level, where community theater groups can enter a 60-minute production into I hate to use the word competition, but it's a showcase. And from there,
gentler word there,
yes. You know.
And one or two shows from each state is selected to move on to a regional festival, and from the regional festival they go on to a national festival, and we even get involved in some international work where we go overseas and perform in many different countries.
Where have you performed?
Personally, I have not performed because I'm not a performer.
I mean, where have your productions? Yeah.
Well, just this last August, I was at the World Congress of Community Theaters. Actually, in Europe and most foreign countries, they call it amateur theater. They don't refer to it as community theater. We had the World Festival of Amateur Theater in Monaco.
Oh, wow.
And I saw 24 productions in 11 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Talk about getting tired of sitting. And all of these are, I wouldn't say adjudicated productions, but the people that go to these festivals, they perform in the evening, and the next morning you all get together as a group and you talk about what you saw and what you liked and what are the people in the cast doing. I've been to Tromsø, Norway, Messan, Chawang, South Korea.
So community theater all over the world. And a shout out to the Kettle Moraine Playhouse in Slinger. They have two complete casts for Steel Magnolias. They are called, get this, Manicure and Pedicure.
And fantastic.
It is. And they are staging that Small Town Louisiana Beauty Salon all month long. It is Wisconsin Weekend. We're featuring community theater in your town with Sarah Marty and Frank Piat, who live and breathe theater in Madison and Sun Prairie, respectively. You can share your experiences at 800-642-1234. Where did you see a great community theater production? Tell us about it. What has it taught you about yourself, your community? Join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. Back after a check of this news. Hello to the La Crosse Community Theater presenting its annual Cooley Region Improv and Sketch Festival this weekend, celebrating local and regional improv troupes. We're going around the state bonding over community theater, which holds a special place in people's hearts. Here's what some of our WPR colleagues who participate in community theater had to say.
What still amazes me, after being involved in community theater for a long time, is how dedicated these people are. It takes months to plan these shows, hours learning lines, attending rehearsals, constructing sets and costumes, and designing lighting and sound and doing publicity. And it's all done by volunteers. Hours and hours and hours just to make an audience laugh or cry, or to help them see things in a different way. The shared experience is special for everybody involved.
That's why community theater is so special, because it does bring together people from all walks of life. It brings people together around a passion we all share.
Community theater has taught me that the people around me are curious. The people around me want to see what certain stories are like. They want to see how people have lived during certain time periods. They want to see from a visualized perspective, from a humanized perspective, how certain issues affect people.
Those were the voices of WPR's Jill Nadeau, Hope Kerwin, and our own The Morning Show producer, Nyasia Ellison. We're talking community theater around Wisconsin. Sarah Marty and Frank Piat are with us for this edition. Sarah is producing artistic director at Four Seasons Theater in Madison. Frank is on the board at Sun Prairie Civic Theater, and he's secretary of the American Association of Community Theater. You can be part of the conversation. How has it inspired you? What was your most memorable production? What was your role on stage or behind the scenes? 800-642-1234. Send an email to ideas@wpr.org. So Dan from Madison called in, couldn't stay with us. He says St. Bernard in Madison is putting on Beauty and the Beast this weekend. He says it's, quote, very Wisconsin. It's a dinner theater with an open bar. I'm just quoting. That's all I'm doing.
True story. 100% true. Get your tickets now, folks.
Yes.
Talk about an alcohol czar. No, anyway, that's very cool. Frank, your thoughts too on, as you go around the state, where should people go for community theater?
I don't think there's any place in Wisconsin where you can't find community theater. I'm just looking down a little list here of things that are just going on in the month of February. For your Shakespeare fans, the Madison Shakespeare Company is producing Henry IV. If you want a little different take on Shakespeare, the Waukesha Civic Theater is producing the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged.
Oh, good.
We've also mentioned the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's production of The Dollhouse. And, of course, St. Bernard just opened last night, Beauty and the Beast, and that runs through February 24th. The Verona Area Community Theater is doing a bus stop. And the Village Playhouse in West Dallas, actually, it used to be the Village Playhouse of Wauwatosa, and then they got a space in West Dallas, so they dropped the Village Playhouse of Wauwatosa, and they're doing The Importance of Being Earnest right at the present moment. So there are many, many opportunities, and I don't think there's a place in Wisconsin where you're much more than maybe 25 or 30 miles from a theater, a community theater of some type.
Ah, there are no community theater deserts.
No, right? I don't think there are.
Sarah Marty, other suggestions?
Yes. It's a little early in the morning. One of the things that I think we sometimes lose sight of is for some communities, their community theater is actually their high school program. And
yes,
that there are so many parents and volunteers who are part of making it possible for them to produce a show and provide opportunity for young people. And I'm thinking back, I work with the Wisconsin High School Theater Festival. I have for the last decade or so. And we have a showcase performance. And I remember a few years ago, Gibraltar High School from Fish Creek which is in Door County, very, very small town, they were selected to do Seussical the Musical. And I think half of the town was either on stage or helping backstage to make that production possible. And it was spectacular. It was wonderful to see so many community members and high school students working together to produce this really wonderful show. So
wow.
I think for a lot of places, if you haven't seen your high school, see a poster, give it a shot. Go be supportive. Take a night off and be part of that scene as well.
Bill tweeted at WPR Mornings. He says, Attic Theater in Appleton has been creating excellent community theater since 1950 and gives back to the community with play readings and children's theater workshops. Sarah on Facebook says, a really valuable resource for developing local theater involvement is Wisconsin's 4-H Youth Development Program. There are theater opportunities for youth at the local, county, and state levels. These programs expose our youth to all the benefits of theater, and many of them go on to participate in local theater for years to come. So it sounds like, Sarah, some great feeder opportunities out there as well.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
So as we start to wrap up here, how do people take community theater into their lives? How have you seen them perhaps change career trajectories or incorporate new hobbies or take find relationships? Maybe they found love through community theater. So you know, where does the path lead them, Frank?
Oh, I think it leaves them in many different directions. I can think of one couple who met during a production that I was involved with. They met, got married, have children, and their children are now involved in the theater along with them. So that was
wonderful.
Something unusual and different. I think people find a success, whether we want to accept it or not. I think all of us sort of idolize the stars that we see on TV, and community theater gives people the opportunity to feel that success and that applause and the really the good stuff that comes with it that us normal people don't often get the chance to experience. We just feel very good about doing something that they probably don't do in their normal life, but have always thought might be fun, and they get into it and they do it and really have a really great time and meet so many new friends,
Sarah,
all the time.
Sarah Marty, and we have to close here. Any final thoughts very quickly?
I think the most important part of community theater is that word community. It doesn't matter where you fall on the spectrum of if it's 100% volunteer or it's partially volunteer or any of that sort of thing. But really what brings us all together in community theater is that people who live in a place are coming together to create an experience to share with others.
Well, Sarah and Frank, this has been such a blast. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you
thank
for
you
having
so much.
Us.
It's really wonderful to be here.
Sarah Marty is producing artistic director at Four Seasons Theater in Madison. She is a professor of arts management at UW-Whitewater. She's also a faculty affiliate for the UW-Madison Arts Institute. Frank Piatt is on the board of Sun Prairie Civic Theater, and he's secretary of the American Association of Community Theater, been around the block in community theater, involved in it since the 1950s. He's a director, producer, and designer. Now it is time for Wisconsin Life. Here is executive producer Erica Janik.
Casting is the first and perhaps most important part of a production. It's not without its hurt feelings and anger. But Jane Jeffries reminds us of the importance of every role, large and small.
Auditions were over. The show was cast. And as spring rain follows winter, the emails from parents flooded my inbox. There were always parents who tried to get their kids into bigger roles. Emily had the lead role in her kindergarten Christmas show. Logan's had acting lessons. Kristen looks more like the fairy princess. And my favorite, his role doesn't have many lines. In my experience, the number of lines doesn't equal a good role, but parents were always missing the point I tried to make with the actors. There are no small roles. If it were up to me, every actor should have a small role at least once. That's where you learn its value. And if you can develop a small role, that tells me that you know how to do the big ones. Travis is a good example. You know, the student who always talked out of turn and wouldn't be quiet in class. One year, I cast him as a mime. Dressed in black, white face, and white gloves, he had the audience from the moment he entered the stage. Travis followed the messenger, who galloped around in a cardboard horse costume while he clapped his coconuts behind. The chemistry between these two actors was perfect. At one point, the mime falls in love with the messenger, but she rejects him. The audience was audibly let down. He had connected with them, and with nothing but gestures and facial expressions, he stole the show. We all had laughed about the fact that in this role, Travis couldn't speak. But oh, could he communicate. In another show, Hannah wasn't cast, but she still wanted to be in the show. We needed a guard. It's been 10 years since we did this show, but recently a friend of mine was talking about it. What's the one thing she remembered? That the guard was so funny. It was her slovenly posture as she sauntered on stage. She continually stuffed small, powdered donuts in her mouth. And with only 3 lines, she had developed a character as inept as Barney Fife and as lovable as Buster Keaton. And that came from the actor. Just ask my husband. He loves the small roles. To him, they are the best of both worlds. Few lines to memorize, but all the fun of being in a show. And for this last role, all he had to do was shave his head, paint himself green, and say "Ogre" throughout the show. Our friends still talk about it 3 years later. Directing plays was never something I thought I'd do in life. I found my way in through the side stage. I hope to teach my actors other lessons through theater, that art mirrors life. One actor might give a great audition for the lead role, but so did 3 other people. What they don't know is that they were the best one for the role they were cast in, which isn't always center stage. The question is whether you want the role with the most lines or the one that you did to the best of your ability. Life is a lot that way.
Jane Jeffries is a playwright and teacher at UW-Stout. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.
This Community Theater Wisconsin Weekend was produced by Brianne Chasso, Colleen Leahy, and Keely Baltina. Dean Kinetter provided technical direction. Executive producer Michelle Johnson inspired this Community Theater edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and you are with us on the Ideas Network. Thanks for listening.